Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchus Trillin. Let's call you Dalit. We're learning Simon Chaf Aleph. Now, we're not going to do the first half of Simon Chaf Aleph because that's talking about changing Ritzuas, which is not a very common issue which we have nowadays. Well, the second half talks about the halachas of the Trillin bag and the status of the Trillin bag in regards to what you're allowed to use it for, other purposes, etc. So, basically, it's halfway through the paragraph. Where the Chayyadim says, that's where the words of Afilu Tik, the container, the bag, the box, Shemiyach Doyle Tefillin, which you designated for to use for Tefillin purposes. Meneich Bekvar, and you've already used it one time for Tefillin. So the more has a discussion, the concept called Hazmona, preparing something for usage. The more has a question, is Hazmona Milsahid, we look at that the act of designating something for its usage gives it the halachas of Kedusha immediately just by the designation itself? Or is Hazmona Lav Milsahid, do we see that the act of designating is not significant? It's only significant once, it only gets its Kedusha once you actually use it. So we pass on the Hazmona Lav Milsahid that the designation is not enough to give it its Kedusha. So that's what the Chayyadim says, if a person has designated for to use for Tefillin, and he's used it once, he's put tefillin on the bag already one time. So a person buys a new tefillin bag, it was made for the purpose of using for tefillin, that would not give it the dinim of kedusha yet. It only gets its kedusha once, one time, tefillin have been placed inside. Philip HaMachod, even one time, then also lishamish b'dabarach, you may not use it for anything else. Now it's considered a bag which is designated for the level to be mishamish, the level of Kedusha of Tefillin. So anything which should be a lesser level of Kedusha would not be permitted to use it. We were not permitted to use this bag for that purpose. It's considered that you're lowering its Kedusha. Now, I feel it's Sarbe Yaldas Lefanoisoi, even if that which he put the Tefillin in a case where he had designated this to be a Tefillin bag, so it's going to be used for Tefillin. And he put in tefillin one time with the intention from now on to keep tefillin there. So we say that's now considered that it has kedusha, the kedusha of a tashmish of kedusha for tefillin, and you may not use it for anything else. If you do, you're lowering its kedusha. What about if you put it in it's something which is designated to use for tefillin, but you put in tefillin one time, not with intention of keeping it there. Just right now, this one time, you need it to, let's say, transport tefillin. You said, you know, why carry them out in the open? Let's put them inside this bag. What about that? She says, even that, it's going to give it the bag the full level of kedusha. Because mikom mokom kiman shasar l'tefillin v'gam sar be'oser. Since A, this is something which is made for the purpose of using it for tefillin. And B, you actually have used it, even though you used it not with intent to continue to use it for tefillin afterwards, but just to one time use it for tefillin. But the combination of the two is enough to make it, this is considered a tashmish of kedusha. It's here to serve the tefillin, which is kaddish, and you may not use it for anything else, because by doing so, you're lowering the level of kedusha of the bag. Usher. Even if the one who put it inside the bag was not a gadol, so an adult made this and designated this for tefillin purposes. So we have the hazmana, which we hold is not considered significant. You have to actually use it. Now a katan went and put the tefillin inside. So the act of putting it in was done by a katan. Even so, that confers the kedusha onto the bag, and the bag is now kaddish and may not be used for anything else. Now the chayyadim moves to another scenario, and then he goes back to the halachas of tefillin. So this idea that we have hazmana and usage, the combination of the two creates a kedusha, is talking about something which is known as tashmish kedusha. It's there to serve something which in itself is kaddish. The bag is serving the tefillin. Tefillin is an item of kedusha. A talis bag, as the chayyadim will say in a moment, is there to service the talis. A talis is an item which is used for mitzvah, but there's no, it doesn't have a kedusha in it, in itself. It's not something like sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs, where there's a special kedusha on the item because of the words which are written there and the way the Torah's designation for that purpose. So we differentiated halacha between tashmish of kedusha and tashmish of mitzvah. Tashmish of mitzvah does not get a kedusha. The bag of the tefillin does not get a kedusha. Therefore, you'd be able to use the bag for other purposes. I'm sorry, the bag of a talis does not get other kedusha, and you're able to use that bag of a talis for other purposes. The bag of tefillin gets tashmish kedusha, and you may not use it for anything else, unless something was ever greater kedusha, like a sefer Torah. So before the chayalim goes into the question now of person designated paper to write the Torah on, what's its status? We will leave that message for tomorrow. I'll pick up again with the halachas of kedusha in regards to paper, the tikshul talis, etc. Have a good day.